The most instinctual way to interact with holograms is with your hands, but there are other ways to interact. Head tracking and eye tracking are two key ways in which HoloLens can understand your area of focus and intent. We'll cover the characteristics of both input methods and share best practices about how and when to utilize them in your applications. Let's start with head tracking. Head tracking is how HoloLens orients itself relative to your environment. It tracks your head position and orientation in 3D space. This is useful for determining which holograms are currently visible and how the device positions them in the real world. Holograms are initially positioned relative to the virtual world coordinate system. When the application starts, your head position will start at the origin, also known as 000. As you've seen in the prior examples, head gaze and dwell can be a good option for selecting holograms when you're unable to use your hands or your voice. A well-designed dwell indicator can make the difference between efficient and frustrating interactions. Use a visual effect, such as a collapsing circle or a loading ring, to provide real-time feedback of the progress. Determine just the right amount of time necessary to select the hologram. Dwell is best for selecting larger holograms, not smaller targets. With your hands at your side, try moving your head around. You'll see a white dot tracked to your head movement. This is called the head gaze cursor. Think of this like a computer mouse. It provides you with visual feedback to know which holograms can be interacted with based on your head position. Move your head around and see how the head gaze cursor behaves as your gaze moves from hologram to hologram. When you're done, press or say next. A head gaze cursor should be small enough to avoid obstructing content, so you can easily view and interact with the holograms. Holograms are what make the experience memorable, and the cursor should not be a distraction. Consider the cursor size based on its distance and position. Generally, the orientation of the cursor works best when based on the normal of the object's surface. Not every scenario may be appropriate for using your hands to select a hologram. Head gaze and commit is an input model that extends the familiar concept of point and click. You can select holograms using head gaze and commit. Now, let's interact with holograms using head tracking. Turn your head towards the holograms in front of you. When the head gaze cursor is visible on a hologram, say select. When you're done, press or say next. Another form of input for hands-free scenarios is head gaze and dwell. It can be used to select a hologram just by keeping the head gaze cursor on a hologram for a certain amount of time. Turn your head towards the hologram in front of you and keep the head gaze cursor on it. You'll see a dwell animation that indicates your selection is in progress until the selection is completed. When you're done, press or say next. Eye tracking is how HoloLens understands precisely where you're looking using sensors pointed at your eyes. This provides more accurate information about your area of focus than head tracking alone. Head tracking and eye tracking work together to understand your field of view and what you're looking at. When you first put on HoloLens, you'll be asked to calibrate the device to your eyes so that eye tracking will be enabled. Calibration improves hologram alignment and user comfort. HoloLens also uses the eye tracking cameras for its iris-based biometric authentication when you log in. For the best possible experience with HoloLens, you should always go through the eye calibration process. Without calibration, you'll see holograms slightly off from where the device expects them to be for interactions, affecting the accuracy of interacting with holograms using your hands. Also, holograms won't align with the physical environment, and eye tracking will be disabled. You may be tempted to skip this step for demos due to the additional time required, but we don't recommend this.
Look at the holograms in front of you. Look from hologram to hologram with your eyes. See how they respond when you look at them? These are attentive holograms, and they provide feedback to indicate where you're looking, instead of showing an eye gaze cursor. Eye gaze and commit is similar to what you tried earlier with head tracking, but now you can just look at a hologram and say select to interact with it. Try selecting a few different holograms with your eyes. Eye gaze and dwell lets you select holograms in situations where you can't use your hands or your voice. Look at one of the holograms in front of you and keep your focus on it. See how you can select it using just your eyes? When you're done, press or say next. As you just saw, instead of using an eye gaze cursor, attentive holograms is the recommended approach for indicating which interactable object is in focus when using eye tracking. A cursor is distracting when using eye gaze, so use subtle visual highlights or animations to indicate the selection of a hologram. There's more to eye tracking than just selecting holograms. Let's explore some more advanced uses of eye tracking with HoloLens. See the 2D slate in front of you? Start reading the text. You'll notice that as your eyes approach the bottom of the slate, the text will automatically scroll up to make it easier to read. This also adapts to your reading speed. Now, let's try eye-supported zoom and pan with the map in front of you. To zoom in and see more details, say zoom in. To pan, look at the edge of the map to change the viewable area within the 2D slate. We've demonstrated several ways in which eye tracking can be used for positioning and interacting with holograms. For small targets or interactions that require precision, consider the use of hands instead. You can also use eye tracking to understand where users are focusing their attention by generating a heat map. Look around at the holograms in front of you. As you take notice of different holograms, a heat map will be generated based on where you've focused. This is a useful analytics tool to evaluate space navigation and to improve your user experience.
When a user first launches a HoloLens application that uses eye tracking, they have to accept permission for their eyes to be tracked. If they deny permission, then you won't be able to rely on eye tracking for interaction. If eye tracking is a key aspect of your application, you may need to message your users to enable it in settings. You can design your application to use other forms of input as a fallback, like head gaze, in the case the user denies permission to use eye tracking. Head tracking and eye tracking are both useful input models to help you interact with holograms. While it's recommended to use eye tracking over head tracking where possible, not every circumstance is best suited for eye tracking, or the user may not have allowed it. Look at this comparison table to understand when to use one input method over the other. In this chapter, we've provided an overview of head tracking and eye tracking and the ways they can be used to interact with holograms in your environment. Remember that both head tracking and eye tracking are useful for hands-free scenarios, and we always recommend going through eye calibration. When using head tracking, we recommend the following. Head gaze is great for precisely targeting something in a controlled way, but be careful to avoid overusing it. Make head gaze cursors smaller than the holograms so they don't distract the user from the content itself. Don't rely upon head tracking to determine where the user's focus is. They may be looking at something else. Consider supporting head gaze and dwell for scenarios where it may not be appropriate to use your hands or your voice. When using eye tracking, we recommend this. Use attentive holograms to provide feedback when the user is looking at an interactable hologram. Carefully time eye gaze and dwell to avoid making it too easy to accidentally select or, if it's too long, causing eye fatigue and inefficiency. Don't rely on eye tracking for precision interactions, as eyes move around a lot. When used effectively, head tracking and eye tracking contribute to the creation of magical and intuitive experiences.
Thank you.